Money FM 89.3, best of the afternoon update. Sustainable Singapore on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3. Good afternoon. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now take a look at your wardrobe. I'm sure there are a number of pieces of clothing that you haven't worn in years or perhaps never even worn. So what do you do with them? Do you give them away? Do you sell them online? Do you throw them in the trash? If it's the latter, you are not alone. Every year, an estimated 92 million tons of textile waste is created globally. Now that is the equivalent of one rubbish truck full of clothes dumped into a landfill site every single second. And this number is only set to grow. In fact, it's estimated that it's going to hit 134 million tons of textile waste a year by 2030. So the question is, you may be wondering, why is this a problem? Well, textiles often contain microplastics and other pollutants, and of course, they're filling up landfill. So to help tackle textile waste in Singapore, City Sprout has partnered Kloop to launch what they say are the first textile bins here. We're joined on the line now by Cheesy Kin, who is co-founder of City Sprouts. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us. Before we get into the textile bins, though, I'm interested to hear more about what you do at City Sprouts, because I had a look at your website and you're a social enterprise. You organize events, you rejuvenate urban spaces, develop educational programs. How did all of this come about?
Sure. Thanks for the wonderful introduction. City Sprouts, we are a race accredited social enterprise, and our focus really is to inspire communities through our green spaces and programs. Mm-hmm. So we look at rejuvenating forgotten and abandoned spaces like old school premises, rooftops, and then we layer these spaces with educational programs that are sustainability and food security themed. And we host farmers markets, we host bazaars, talks, workshops, and learning journeys.
So yeah. When did you do before City Sprouts came about, and what was your inspiration behind launching it?
So, I was working with a foundation, The goal was to help farmers in Laos get another source of income to introduce higher value crop for farmers who are very self-subsistent. And it was a very social way to get farmers to adopt innovation, adopt technology. And when I came back to Singapore in 2018, I met my co-founder, Zach, and we shared very similar views about the gaps and the different issues that we see within the Singapore food system as well as globally. And we saw the opportunity to really do ground-up community inspired work in the agriculture scene. That's how we started a community allotment farm at where we are right now at the old Henderson Secondary School.
Okay, and you mentioned the community allotment, and I understand these agricultural areas that you work on, they're maintained by volunteers. How does that work? Where does the produce go? Can anybody volunteer?
Yes, actually, a lot of our programs and a lot of our initiatives are volunteer-run. And our allotment gardens, they are actually taken up by different individuals. Mm-hmm. Some are gardening enthusiasts. Some are business owners or agripreneurs, as we call them, wanting to start a business in agriculture and needing a space to prototype, to test bed, and to really champion some of their initiatives. So we become like a hot pot, a melting pot of all kinds of different farmers from all walks of life. And we want to showcase the diversity and the different ways of growing food, and as well as different ways to achieve sustainable habits. And that's a community urban farm in City Sprouts.
Is this part of the recently launched Sustainability Centre by City Sprouts?
The Sustainability Centre, it's the final phase of development in our space. And it's really to feature different domains within sustainability. Mm-hmm. And we want to make things that are usually invisible to the layman visible, especially how sustainability can be quite daunting and it's such a big daunting task to tackle. So we want to break it down to bite-sized pieces that's easily accessible and understandable to the common regular person on the streets.
Can you give us some examples of what you've got there?
Yeah, we have a container smart garden.
Okay.
Where we fruit mushrooms and we do indoor farming. We have a rice field growing brown rice. We have an aquaponic setup.
Mm.
And these different domains, they are interconnected where outputs from one system or one domain can be used as inputs for another domain.
Mm.
So we create different closed-loop systems and really to highlight the circularity within sustainability.
We're speaking with Cheesy Kin, co-founder of City Sprouts. So let's go back to the reason that I actually reached out to you for Sustainable Singapore, because I saw that you've launched the first textile bin in Singapore. This is a collaboration with Kloop. Is this located at the Sustainability Centre? Where are these textile bins? Is there just one?
Yes, we've launched the first textile recycling bin right next to the Sustainability Centre. These bins are to collect. It's a drop-off point for the public to donate their second-hand pre-loved goods that are no longer wearable, and instead of having them go to the normal refuse bins and ending up in the landfill and in the incinerator in Singapore, these textiles would actually be collected and sorted into 500 different categories.
500? So many different categories?
Yes. We even take pleather, so leather that is fake leather that is deteriorating. Mm-hmm. We take in clothes, we take in tote bags, any kind of fabric materials we are accepting, and that's where the 500 categories come from.
So just remind us, whereabouts is this, the Sustainability Centre, if people want to go and drop off their old clothes?
Yes, it's right next to the Sustainability Centre. When you enter into our premises in City Sprouts, you won't miss it. Just right on your right side of the entrance, and it's a collaboration between Kloop, where they are an organisation that recirculates fashion. They do clothes swap, they do fashion upcycling workshops, and so on.
So once you've sorted these clothes into the 500 different categories, what happens to them next?
Good question. Some of these pre-loved clothing will go on to be shred apart and woven into new fabric materials.
Okay.
Some of them will be repurposed into different reusable products, and some will be just broken down and reused again. Yeah.
And so you launched this not that long ago at the beginning of the month, if I'm not wrong. What kind of response have you seen so far?
Yes, we've been getting overwhelming response from the public. In fact, we did our first collection just earlier this week, and it has already been a full bin. So we've estimated about already 250 kilograms of fabric being recycled so far.
So far, as in since the start of the launch at the beginning of the month?
250 yes.
kg of clothes so far. It's been 14 days, 2 weeks. My goodness.
Yeah.
So with so many clothes being deposited, are you planning to set up more bins across the island?
Yes, we are working closely with Kloop to look at different stakeholders and different beneficiaries who might be interested to take on textile recycling as part of their initiative. While currently a lot of them are still in discussion, but yes, the goal is definitely to deploy more bins around the island.
Okay, well, you sound very busy. You've got the urban garden spaces, agricultural areas, the Sustainability Centre, as well as these textile bins. What else are you working on at City Sprouts at the moment? What's next?
Yes, we currently are launching a new rooftop urban farm in Bukit Timah that's set to launch in September. That's our most exciting project up to date. We are also looking at different collaborations with agencies and different stakeholders, hoping to look at new spaces and to develop forgotten spaces and more unused, underutilized spaces.
Interesting. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and for sharing the progress and the updates that you have over at City Sprouts. Yes, we look forward to talking to you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Cheesy Kin, co-founder at City Sprouts, here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app.
That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.